You may know that the Vikings beat Columbus to America, but did you know Columbus wasn't the second, but the third European to reach North America? You may have heard the 13th Amendment ended slavery, but did you know it is still legal and practiced in the United States? You may have a favorite dinosaur, but did you know none of these are dinosaurs? Learn the truth behind these and much more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the absolute greatest crash outs of all time. And it goes on for nearly an hour. We'll see how much of it we get through today.
Okay. And what sort of behaviors would I expect from Christianity that I wouldn't expect from non-Christians?
Humility, for one. And that's a big one.
Remember that. That falls apart immediately.
Okay, I'm gonna hold on. Let me mark this down real quick. I want to make sure I don't want to forget these bullet points. So number one, Christians should have humility. Okay, anything else?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I mean, right now that's the one that can't be mimicked as well as the others.
Sure. Yeah, but what are the others?
Let's see. I mean, in this day and age, like I say, most things can be mimicked. Most people know the gospel knowledge to the degree that they know it. So, and they like it. You know, everybody agrees that it's peaceful, XYZ.
What does that mean? Anything can be mimicked. What does that mean? What is that in relation to?
The blah, blah, blah. So, right.
So whatever, what other characteristics would I expect from the Christians?
You're going to expect them to make better decisions.
Like how
quicker.
So? Oh, like they're going to be smarter.
They're going to have wisdom because they have chosen to use a map rather than navigate their own way.
Okay, so Christians.
Reminds me of Candace saying, well, people believe in evolution because they want to believe in man. The whole voluntary slavery thing, attitude that so many evangelicals have, it's so nauseating. They couch it in all these almost flowery terms, but all they're saying is, well, if there's no master, whose slave will I be?
This should be more intelligent than non-Christians.
They are more intelligent than non-Christians.
They are. Okay, so.
Okay, I'm not going to make a judgment as to whether or not that's true, but as you'll see, this is not the poster child for this.
Okay, so just make sure we're checking this off. So point number one, Christians are going to be humble. Point number two, they're going to be smarter than Christians.
Yeah, so the humble piece fell apart already.
Non-Christians.
Right.
Okay, anything else?
And it just went so over her head, the way Justin is mocking her for that.
I don't know. I mean, what else is there? You know the rest of it.
I'm asking you.
I'm trying to pick.
You're supposed to be smarter than everyone else, right?
I'm trying to pick things that wouldn't normally be noticed because you seem lost particularly about it.
I mean, you could.
And there we go, already being condescending.
Just tell me what the Bible says. What does the Bible say Christians are going to be like?
Is that because that's the only text that you know, so we should stick to the text? What?
She's already completely off the rails and just being a jackass. All he's doing is asking her questions, and she doesn't know, but she's so full of pride, and it's as if, and I see this with people every now and then, their subconscious knows that they don't know as much as they think. They can't cash checks. Their brain can't cash checks that their mouth is writing. But the part of you, the part of your consciousness that is self-aware, because you're not self-aware of your subconscious, that self-aware part refuses to allow her or to make her acknowledge this fact. So instead she just lashes out. This is a real thing. Split brain patients, by studying them, we have figured out that the brain can know something that it cannot make you consciously aware of. And so you invent facts or stories to try to deal with information that you can't explain, even though your subconscious or whatever does know what's going on.
You tell them, your script out.
You can make stuff up if you want. Listen, if you think there are other characteristics.
I might be able to. Would you be able to hang with the argument if I made stuff up right now?
Oh, I'm certain probably I not. Can, I'm certain I can hang
probably
with,
not.
With any argument that you lay out. So.
Really? Oh, okay. Humility.
Hadassah, remember, you're supposed to be humble. Okay? So don't,
yeah,
don't,
right,
don't,
right, okay.
Don't,
but I can
don't,
see through you. Hadassah, so no, you're not going to use that shit as a leash.
Don't.
So incredibly humble.
You don't gaslighting don't asshole. Counteract.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Don't what? There it is. What?
Point number
there it
one.
Is what? Calling you out.
Point number
calling
one.
Nobody's gaslighting except for you, lady.
Point number one.
Point number one was humility. Point one. Humility. Do you
humility?
Have
humility?
Do you have humility?
You see, you don't know what you wouldn't know
no,
humility
what,
with both your hands.
That's what
bro.
You said. What is
you don't know it?
Do you know?
You wouldn't know humility with both of your hands. Somebody tell me what that means.
You know what humility means?
You don't know what humility... No, you don't know
it's
what it is.
It's crazy,
so
that,
you're,
it's crazy that we started...
You don't know what it is.
We started this conversation by me simply asking you a few questions.
And yeah, and you and your fake ass...
We started this conversation by me merely just asking you a couple questions.
And I always get muted. And you...
We started the conversation by just asking a couple simple questions. I haven't even engaged in any like argumentation yet, and you're already upset calling me an asshole. Did I say something to you?
Yes, you did.
What did I say?
No, he didn't. Again, he's just asking her questions, and she cannot answer any of them. Her subconscious knows it, but her whatever, her operating, her self-awareness can't accept it.
You're full of shit.
What'd I say to you?
Everyone here knows it and feels it. And you're acting like an asshole.
there's that humility.
I don't care about your stupid
there's
I don't
that
care
humility.
About your stupid trophies.
There's
I know
that humility
better than
and love
that.
Of Christ.
I don't care about your stupid trophies. If she's talking about the whiteboard, those are your words, lady.
Christ.
I know better. I know,
you know
but yeah, this is the love of Christ.
Do you know
right
what
the, here.
Do you know what the Dunning-
How would you know?
Do you know what the
How
Dunning-
would you know?
Do you know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is?
Yeah,
oh,
it's some shit
part?
That used to be called something else, and then they named it after some dude. I'm old enough to remember when they just fucking called it whatever the fuck they called it.
Oh, the way she does this to herself is so funny. So she knows what it is, okay? Because she thinks she's very smart.
Humility.
So her self-conscious is saying, well, I'm smart, right? That's what I believe, so I'm going to say things. Her subconscious knows... No, the fuck you do not know what this is, and look at the mess it gets her into.
Common sense or whatever. The fuck.
What is it? What's the Dunning-Kruger effect?
Just give it to me, my guy.
You said you know what
it
is.
I don't sit in front of Google memorizing the definitions of things so people think I'm smart. So why don't you give us that?
Well, first of all, you said
you go ahead and say I concede you're more educated.
So you said that Christians are going to be smarter than.
Okay, well, she did sort of concede, I guess. So there's a little bit of, I don't know, slight light at the end of the tunnel here.
Non-Christian, so you should know what this is. So I'm expecting you to know what it is. If you don't know what it is, you should have said that you don't know what it is, because that would mean
that's what you think smartness is?
So that means you would actually be humble.
Yes. I mean, in general, I mean, I would never try to dunk on somebody in a debate over misusing terms, because we all have loose associations with words. But to me, smartness is just knowing things. Intelligence is being able to apply knowledge in new situations. And wisdom, I guess, would be knowing the best way to go about doing that.
Right. You said Christians are going to be more humble than non-Christians,
smart.
Which means if you're being
regurgitating.
Humble people don't claim to know things that they don't.
Just interrupting him constantly.
Actually, no. So what we've discovered so far is that you're not humble.
You're a phony.
Is that you're not humble.
Says the person who said, I know what that is. They used to call it something else. And I knew what it was back in the old days. Okay, what is it? Why don't you fucking Google it? Because I don't know what it is.
Humility.
Who's the phony? Hey, you know who lives here? A big fat phony.
You're not behaving like
you're
a Christian,
phony.
And that you're also a liar.
Like a
you said that you knew what the Dunning-Kruger effect is, but now you're telling me that you don't actually know what the.
Is she saying I'm behaving like a prophet, or he is?
Said that you knew what the Dunning-Kruger effect is, but now you're telling me that you don't actually.
She's actually saying. I'm behaving like a prophet.
Humility.
Actually, know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is. So,
you know what
I'll
it
just,
is.
I'll just, okay. What is it? Tell me then.
I've heard
what
of
is it?
It.
What is it?
What is that supposed to prove, whether I know what it is or not?
Yeah.
Would me telling you what it is prove whether or not I know it or not? Like, wow. Yeah, there's something, like, there is something going on with her brain. And I think it's what I told you guys earlier. How can you simultaneously hold the belief, I know it, and then when you're incapable of telling somebody what the thing you said you know is, you just respond with, what would that prove? I mean, she's literally believing in a contradiction right now.
If you say you know what something is...
I'm 42 years old, bro. Listen, I got a master's degree. I got a lot of shit in here.
I'm sure you do.
So save us some time, my guy.
So you should be able to...
Why don't you graciously save us some time?
So you should be able to...
And now she's gaslighting Justin, saying he is wasting everybody's time not telling us what this thing she said she knows is.
Humility. They are more intelligent than non-Christians.
This is just... I mean... This is the kind of thing that gets you a diagnosis of some kind. It's so wild.
So tell me what the Dunning-Kruger effect
graciously
is.
Graciously save us some time. I know you're looking right at it, so why don't you graciously save us some time?
I'm waiting for you to save time because you said you already know what it is.
I do know what it is.
Sure, then what is it?
She
doubled down.
Humility.
Oh,
YouTube before I looked at, I did that of my own volition. I didn't hear about it and then said, oh, I better make sure I know about it. They are more intelligent than non-Christians.
So what is it?
I actually was interested in that shit.
So what is it?
Oh, God, for fuck's sake. It is some stupid ass thing.
Okay. I got to rewind here because see, she almost did it. She almost helped herself out here. She started to say something like, I remember looking it up one time, but I didn't memorize what it is. That she almost rescued herself, but her pride won't let her actually admit that she doesn't know what it is. And then, listen to this.
Oh, God, for fuck's sake. It is some stupid ass explanation y'all try to make up to explain why Christianity is still around, even though we can't answer your fucking questions.
Not even...
They are more intelligent than non-Christians.
Oh, man. Now I have to talk about the split brain thing. So what you can do is you can cut somebody's corpus callosum. And that means the left and the right hemisphere can't talk to each other. What you can do is if you put images way out in the peripheral view, it means that, so your eyes are very weird. Half of your retina, the images go to one half of your brain. The other half of your retina, the images only go to the other half of the brain. I think you all know that we have bilateralization. My left hand is, you know, that all goes to the right side, or my right hand goes to the left side of my brain. But with your eyeballs, it doesn't work that way. The retina is split in half. So if you put an image in the right spot, literally only half of your brain can recognize it. Now, in the vast majority of people, only one hemisphere of the brain is able to contribute to what I've been calling like your self-awareness. It tells you what you know and what to say and what to think. But your brain, your subconscious, can know things that you're not necessarily aware of. Now, with these split brain patients, what happens is if the image is stored in the other half of the brain where the self-awareness comes from, it can't communicate that signal, but the brain still knows it. So what they'll do is they'll put a picture in your peripheral vision where only one half of your brain can see it, but it's not the half of your brain that can make you self-aware. But then they'll show these people a collage of images and they'll say, point to the one we showed you. What I should have said is, before that, they ask them, what image did you see? And they say, I didn't see an image. But then they can correctly point to an image. And then they ask them, why did you point to that specific image? And they don't tell them that they picked the correct one, but they ask them why, and they make up a story. I learned about this years ago from reading a few different books, and I've always had this is like one of those fringe niche ideas I have. I think that we all do that all the time. Well, not all the time, but I think we all do that because what we know about, you know, psychological studies that go after like religion or politics, you can give somebody information that unequivocally proves the opposite of what they think, and they'll just retroactively invent an excuse to hand wave it away, or they'll say, well, actually, that's be like they'll make up stories about the study, but like, oh, well, they probably did that study and blah, blah, blah. So I don't believe it. And I've just never seen a more clear cut case of it than this person right here.
Close to true.
That's what it fucking is. Not that is exactly close. What it fucking is. How much that is exactly what it fucking is.
How much money?
Humility.
Once again, here's where we're at. I know what it is. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Why don't you tell us? Yeah, I saw it on YouTube a long time ago, but I don't memorize things. Oh, okay. This is what it is. No. No, that's actually exactly what it is. I mean, the roller coaster here. I know what it is. I don't exactly remember. I know what it is. You're wrong. I'm right. Well, I don't remember. It was a long time ago. It was some YouTube video. No, that is what it is. And she just, yeah, I mean, obviously Dunning-Kruger can be used by way of analogy. That's actually something you see pretty common when people are asked to describe something and they can't remember exactly what the definition of it is. They give an example of the thing or how it's applied. And that's fine. You should be charitable to people. But that's absolutely not what she did. So let's see how this continues.
Money, you want to bet on that?
What do you mean money that I want to bet? That's my opinion of what that fucking thing is. What?
Aren't you a...
You don't get to say your opinion of what it is what the thing is.
Prophet? Did God tell you this? You're not a very good prophet.
No, No. That he didn't tell me that. I looked that up.
You certainly. So you're a liar then, because you didn't look it up. So you don't know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is.
My guy. It's just one of many things to know that we could Google. You could be Googling it right now.
Then why can't you just in your human? Hi, kitty cat. How are you? Then why can't you, in your humility that you said is a property that Christians have, just admit that? Why can't you do it?
You're just trying to make me look weird. I'm making myself look weird. You're saying, just say,
you know, well, that, yeah, you are, Hadassah.
Time and look it the fuck up.
If you don't know what it is, you should have said you don't know.
I know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is. I'm 42 years old.
Why does she keep doubling down? Kitty, why does she keep doubling down? Kitty, why is she doing this? Hi, kitty cat. You always look so grumpy when you're on camera, which is unfortunate because you're so beautiful, huh? And your eyes always look red, which is unfortunate because they're blue.
I pick and choose what shit I need to save in my brain.
Then why can't you tell me what it is?
I remember the conclusion I drew about it, which is, what the fuck? Why are they trying to name old shit after some guy and make it seem like it's some new ass information?
That's not at all what it says.
Yeah, once again, not even close. And she started to do the thing I said is fine, which is try to give an example of it or a case and how it's used or something like that. But then she failed on that too.
That's what I remember reacting about it.
Do you even know what the principle of the Dunning-Kruger effect is?
Just fucking tell us, bro. It's just a Google.
But
it's just two sentences, tops.
You're a prophet. All you have to do is ask your
refresh
God.
Refresh my memory. No, that's not how it works, bro.
Do you know or do you?
I don't remember. How about that?
So then you don't know. You should have said you don't know.
That took like what, 5 minutes or so in real time in the video? Oh man.
That wouldn't be true. That would be a lie.
Every time she takes one step forward, she takes 10 steps back. I don't remember. Well, then why didn't you just say you don't remember? Because that would be a lie. So you do. This bitch is crazy.
It would be a lie. You came up here lying. You said you knew what it was, but you can't tell me what it was.
No, I know what it is. I forgot. I probably forgot more shit than you fucking know in your life, bro. Humility.
But you haven't demonstrated that so far, though. What you've demonstrated is that you're a liar.
Because you haven't moved the conversation on.
So the Dunning-Kruger effect.
I think people can tell who the dumbass is and who isn't.
Yeah, you got that right. The people.
Remember, humility.
Because
I'm pissed off and I'm still dominating.
I know, you are so pissed right now.
She said she's dominating.
So the Dunning-Kruger effect,
and I'm still dominating.
Humility.
Not even close. So the Dunning-Kruger.
Continue.
So the Dunning-Kruger effect is something that we find in psychology, where people that are the least equipped and the least educated and the least knowledgeable in particular subjects actually believe that they're more knowledgeable, more capable, when it's actually not true. Because as it turns out, the people who know the least are more likely to believe that they know more than they actually know, because they're not actually aware of the things that they don't know. They're so delightfully unaware of what they don't know that they think because they've learned a couple things that they actually know a lot. When in reality, the people who do get PhDs, the people who do learn a lot, the people that do excel greatly, actually start to underestimate how much they know. It's a really fun thing that happens in psychology. So when people come up here and they claim to know a whole lot, and I sense that maybe they don't, I just ask them simple questions to find out if they know as much as they claim, which is why I'm asking you questions. I want to test you. You're claiming that you're really smart. I just want to know if you are.
Okay, well, you could have just asked me what my credentials are.
Sure, what are your credentials?
I have a master's degree in English. It prepares you for quite a bit because you learn how to express your ideas and have a conversation like we're doing now.
I don't think we're having a conversation.
Skill for many decades. Oh, I know you don't, because I am dominating you with my pinky and it's uncomfortable for you.
Again, you're just demonstrating.
What does that mean? And so much for humility.
Humility.
Stating that you're falling into the Dunning-Kruger effect. This is not.
No, you're falling. Excuse me. Did you know that I had a master?
Hadassah, just remember that as a Christian, you're supposed to be humble. And you're not being humble right now. I'm waiting for the humility because you're proving your claims to be false. Imagine being a prophet of God.
Does it look like that whip works on me, my dude?
It does. Hadassah,
you can put that whip away.
Hadassah,
put your whip away, bro. It doesn't work on me.
Did you know that
it doesn't work on me.
I have a master's degree too.
I don't care. You're the one being an asshole.
Do you think that
you're the one disrespecting believers for
having an opinion? Hadassah,
you're using this platform to roast our.
Hadassah, did I go to your house or did you come to my house? Where are we right now?
I came to your house, but you know what?
Okay, so I'm in my house.
Oh, okay, what?
So I'm in my house saying things in my own house. Did I force you to be here?
This is a public platform, and you know it.
But this is my stage, right?
You're trying to draw audiences.
But this is a space
that
you
drew me.
I want to know, what trying to roast believers for what they don't know. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, and it's on full display here.
You drew me.
I worked in
I'm
it.
Drawn.
Yeah, okay, so this is
I did.
So this is a space that I made to say things that I believe and have dialogue about things that I believe. Do you think that I should be entitled to say things that I believe in a space that I create for myself?
Sure.
Okay.
What does that have to do with me having the tone that I have?
Because you're coming in here and you're upset that I have an opinion about things, and I'm saying it in my...
Yeah,
in
because there's consequence.
And I'm saying it in my space, a space that I created so I could say these things. I didn't come to you. I didn't knock on your door. I didn't come to your live stream. You came to me. So you can't come and complain.
Your God is a...
You can't come and complain.
Your God
that
is imaginary.
I'm saying things...
Prove me wrong. It's the...
That I'm saying things in a space that I created for me specifically to say things. So
your God is imaginary. Prove me wrong is what your room says.
Yeah, can you do it?
Yeah, how is that disrespectful?
Probably not.
Oh, shit. Sounds like you're in the wrong place then.
It'll never happen. That's why this room works for you. That's why this room will never go.
I expect the prophet of God to be able to prove me wrong.
Right. So at first... Well, I don't know. I don't know what she meant by probably not. I thought maybe she was actually just admitting I probably couldn't convince you. But now it sounds like she's saying that's because you can't be convinced. So maybe that's what she meant originally.
Wrong.
Every coming to a
what can God
it
do?
It doesn't work that way.
What can God
it
do?
It does not work that way.
What can God do?
What can God do?
Yeah.
Anything.
Like what?
Anything.
Say one thing he can do.
Jeez. It would take too long. It's called anything.
To say
it would take too long to say one thing that God can do. What the fuck?
Can
one
do thing. Anything. What name, do you not conceive
name,
about that?
Name one of the things that is in anything.
What do you not conceive that is stupid?
I can do it. I can say, listen, I can say,
it's too stupid.
I can say, Doug can do anything, but he can also wiggle his eyes. See, the wiggling of the eyes is a subset of anything. I'm looking for something that is a subset of anything. It didn't take a long time. What's one of the anything that God can do?
What in the magician's trick shit is that? What conversation are we having?
Asking you, what can
Why
God
you
do?
Pick? I'll let you pick. Pick your optimum one.
I was just doing the piss shit fallacy. Why don't you tell me?
I don't believe in your God.
What would you dream for me to say?
I don't believe in your God. I'm asking you.
No, tell me your dream response that you think of in your head.
I'm asking you, do you believe that your God is capable of doing things?
He's capable of doing anything.
Can you name even one of those things?
He can create the world.
Cool. What's the evidence of that?
That the world is created.
No, that's not evidence that he created it.
Yes, it fucking is.
No, it didn't.
Oh, God, jeez.
Doug created it.
Yeah, it is.
No.
What created it? I just told you.
No, Doug did.
No, he asked you for evidence, and you said that it is created.
Who told you? Doug? You already saw him. Doug and his consort, Sharon Stone. They're the rock of ages, the firm foundation that you put your feet on. They instantiate all possibilities and hold the grounding of all logic. They created everything.
Okay.
Not your God. Your God's fake.
Okay.
So the evidence...
Well, aren't we free to believe anything? So what the hell are we doing?
The evidence that Doug is God is the fact that you exist, Hadassah. Doug's merciful enough to allow you to blaspheme him.
Doug's merciful enough to allow you to blaspheme. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a prophet of Doug, by the way. I'm a prophet of Doug.
Doug sounds like just like my guy.
How about,
I think we're talking about the same.
No, you're not allowed to blaspheme Yahweh. The punishment for that is death. And even in the New Testament... it clearly says that blaspheming is the only sin that can never be forgiven.
Same guy.
We're not. So let's do, I think we are. We're going to do a God competition. I'm going to pray to Doug and you're going to pray to your God. We're going to see who wins. So I'm going to hold up something. So I'm going to hold up this pen and I'm going to pray to Doug that the pen cap stays on. You have to pray to your God that the pen cap comes off and we'll see who wins.
We're
going to see which God is more powerful.
Okay, but what if I don't want to do that?
Well, you're just admitting that your God has no powers.
No, I'm not admitting to that. I don't want to subject him to that. I think it's stupid.
That guy who said, you choose what to believe. And I said, okay, go ahead and don't believe that the sun's in the sky. And for 10 minutes, all he said was, I don't want to, because he knew he couldn't not believe it.
But can your God do it?
I think you're an asshole. I don't want you to do it.
Again, It would convert everybody here.
Here's what you don't understand.
It would convert everybody here.
Don't talk to enough Christians.
Do you want to convert everybody here to Christianity? Do you?
No, I do not, and neither does God.
Oh, so what do you want?
Weird.
I want the gospel, the actual truth of the word to be preached so that people can know what they're turning down.
Is the Bible true?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. So in the Bible, when it says, have nothing to do with stupid and senseless controversies, you know that they breed quarrels. But it sounds like you're doing the opposite of that.
That doesn't make it not true. What else dumb shit you got to say? So
you're literally doing it right now. You're engaging
it doesn't
in,
make it
in
not
stupid
true.
And senseless controversies.
It's proving that it's correct.
Oh, you haven't proven anything correct.
And what it
says,
the fuck?
It says, the Lord's servants must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everybody, an apt teacher, patient, correcting opponents with gentleness. Are you correcting people with gentleness right now?
No.
Oh, so you don't believe in the word of God?
We're making progress.
I am not doing that very well right now.
But it says you're supposed to. It says, the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everybody. But aren't you a prophet?
It does say you're supposed to. Yes, I am.
Didn't you know this verse existed?
She thinks she's a prophet.
I do know that verse exists.
But you're not being very humble.
Is that? Oh, do you not know how to just... It's like a family. It's not this thing you conform to. It's a guidebook, okay?
The family?
So,
what are you talking about? The family is a genetic...
I'm trying to explain.
The family is a genetic
Have you ever
group.
Been a Christian?
I was a Christian for 20 years. That's why I know that Jesus isn't real.
Oh, okay. So you're disgruntled. That's what it is.
No, I'm not disgruntled.
Listen.
No, I'm not.
You are. You're disgruntled. Yeah, you are. I think you're the problem.
No, I'm not.
You are. Because everything was fine. And now y'all...
It's like She thinks that calling me a liar is a valid argument. Oh. Listen, I had a delightful time in Christianity. I know that it's not true because I studied the Bible professionally. I went to Bible college and seminary, and I know that Jesus didn't fulfill a single prophecy. The Bible is full of contradictions. It's full of scientific inaccuracies, and it's 100% true. Everything I said is true.
She's saying he's lying.
Let me prove it for you.
Like, he literally openly talks about which universities he went to.
I believe that you went to seminary. It's a very common problem. It happens to a lot of people.
Do you want me to prove
seminary.
My claims?
Prove your claim. No, because I know what you're going to say.
I can prove it.
And furthermore,
I can actually prove it. You want me to prove it?
Furthermore, people like you.
Do you
no,
believe
people
it?
Like you.
Okay, so you're saying I'm wrong, but
you're
don't.
So
no, she called you a liar.
You don't actually want me to prove my claims.
I
don't think you actually know how debates
right
work.
Now.
The way that debates work is typically like one person makes a claim, another person might make a counterclaim, and then the different people debating need to actually provide like logic, reason, evidence for their claims. Now, as it turns out, my claims, I can back up. Like, I can go to the Bible. I can show you where it contradicts itself. I can go to the Bible. I can show you where it says Jesus fulfilled prophecies that he never actually fulfilled. I can back up my claims. All I'm asking you is, would you like me to back up my claims, or are you afraid of me actually doing that and proving you're wrong?
If I surprisingly crumble every last one of your claims to dust, what are you going to do then? Are
not
you just going to mute me and cut me off?
Not even close to worried about it.
You're not.
What a perfect response. I'm not even close to worried about.
Worried about. I ask you what you're going to do, because these people need to know, because then you're going to gaslight them and say that some shit is going on that isn't going on. You're not going to panic and mute me?
No. Only
all right, go through your dumbass shit.
Only if you continue.
Let's go.
Only if you continue to be rude and interrupt like you have been. That's the only reason why you're getting muted.
Yeah,
you know that, right.
Oh, okay. Like, You see what he's going to use?
So, just so you're aware, you're the reason you keep getting muted, not me. You're getting muted because you're the one being rude. You're the one over-talking everybody. You're the one that can't hold an adult conversation. All you actually have to do is behave like an adult, and I wouldn't mute you. In fact, I don't want to mute you. I would prefer to not mute you, but I can't do that because every time I talk, you talk, which is why you keep getting muted, and you're doing it right now. You're still doing it.
You
as,
can see. Everyone.
As I'm explaining to you why you're getting muted, you're doing the thing that I said is going to get you muted.
Okay.
So now I would love to take turns. I have no problems taking turns. The problem is I sense that you don't want to take turns talking.
Bro, I'm on the spectrum and you've taken so much fucking time, bro. Just hear these claims that are so wonderful.
Being on the spectrum doesn't have anything to do with your bad behavior. My son is heavily...
Are you on the spectrum?
My son is on the spectrum and he doesn't behave like you. And my son is a level 3 on the spectrum, which is as high as it goes.
Okay, well, I was born in 80...
The problem isn't that you're on the spectrum. The problem is that you're full of yourself and you can't actually behave like an adult. That's
projection.
Why you're behaving the way that you behave. I work with quite a few people that are on the spectrum because I'm an electrical engineer and I work with a bunch of engineers. And as it turns out, people in engineering are quite likely, quite often on the spectrum. So being on the spectrum doesn't mean that you have to be a piece of shit, because the people that I work with are delightful. And I know for a fact that a couple of them are on the spectrum.
We will have to pick the rest of this up on a different day. That's all I have time for right now. Normally I say, hopefully you enjoyed that, but I know you did. See you tomorrow.